For every high flyer, gratitude is an attitude. For every committed, every certified high flyer, you must understand the place of gratitude. Gratitude. Christians have become so entitled. The only thing God owes you is salvation. And he has given Christ. But the Bible says with him also, he gave every free gift. When you sit back to think of the mercies of God, of the goodness of God, the Bible says, he has not suffered my feet to be moved. For he that keepeth me, just imagine if God slumbers for 1 minute, 1 second, God just slumbers. The world is gone. 1 second. The enemies are surprised why you are still alive. Because all their onslaughts and the arrows and the attacks, I've said this once before, that there are some people in life, other people are their business. They have no life. They have nothing else. They are committed just to see someone cry, to see someone in pain. It is their fulfillment. But this year they couldn't find you. And they will never find you. The God that has kept you this far will keep you for the rest of your life. He'll keep you for the rest of your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whenever you see the word overtake, it speaks of engagement. Nobody overtakes without the application of effort. So if the Lord is saying that 2025 is a year to overtake, it means it's a year of engagement. A year to get some things done. One of the biggest deceptions you will see or hear is that the gospel is not transactional. How many of you have heard of that word before? This is not transactional. Christ has done it, he has done it. I disagree. Because even God is transactional. For God so loved the world that he gave. The reason today God has us was because he gave his son. Is that not an exchange? Working with God is transactional, but it is not materialistic. Working with God is transactional, but it is not mundane. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Matthew 7:7, seek and you shall find. Knock. Yeah, if you do this, I'll do this. Jeremiah 29 verse 13, you shall seek for me and find me when you shall seek me with all. Is that not a transaction? Talk to me now. Is that not a transaction? If you seek me, you will find me. So it's transactional, but it is not materialistic. It is not mundane. It is not earthly. It is spiritual. If you don't confess Christ into your life, he's not coming. You cannot receive him if you don't confess him. It's transactional. But it's not mundane. It's not materialistic. Look at the life of David, the place that we just read. David went to battle. He left his wife, he left his children, he left his family behind. And that's what you must not do in 2025. Anything you do, carry your family along. Whatever you do, carry your family. Don't be so far in the realms of the spirit from your wife. Don't be so far in the realms of the spirit from your children. Anything, any engagement with God, carry them along. And you as a wife, or as a husband, or as a child, Allow yourself to be carried along. Because a man can intend to carry his family along, but the family don't want to be carried along. So allow yourself. There are times your husband tells you he is fasting. Be wise enough to join him. There are times he tells you he wants to seek God. Be wise enough to join him. David left his family behind. And the Bible says, when the enemy saw that his family was exposed, they came. They took his wife. They took his children. And they burnt down the city with fire. When they did that, David came. And the Bible says, David began to weep. He began to cry. He began to weep. He began to cry. All the men with him started crying. They cried that day until they had no more power to weep. Men were crying and they had no more power to cry. From crying, they switched to David. Imagine David, who went with them to battle. They picked up stones and they felt like stoning him. At that point, David was left alone. David was left alone. Men went with him to fight. All of a sudden, they turned against him. You see, it is just one negative thing that may happen. You will understand what life is. Everyone smiles with you until things change. Everyone opens their teeth and they smile with you. You think you have friends. You think you have colleagues. You think people love you. Success has many relatives. Failure is an orphan. And that is what God will do for you. In 2025, God will give you people that like you for you. God will give you unconditional people. God will give you unconditional people. God will give you unconditional people. And the Bible says, and he inquired of the Lord. Inquire. Inquire. You want to overtake? Inquire. Father, what are you saying concerning? Never embark on any venture that lacks divine approval. Never embark on any venture that lacks divine approval. Any venture that lacks divine approval. We must ask the Lord. Father, I'm about to get married. What are you saying? I'm about starting a business. What is your approval? You have wasted so much all these years. Not this time. You have wasted so much. Not this time. My sheep hear my voice. Not this time. What are you saying on this matter? What is your perfect will on this matter? Sir, a baby is not coming. There is something God is saying about it. A womb is locked. There is something God is saying about it. A business will not move. There is something God is saying about it. A visa is pending. There is something God is saying about it. And David inquired of the Lord. Now let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. If you are a warrior, you go into battle. You come back from battle. You've lost everything. And you are very aware where your enemies came from. What is the natural intuition? It is to fight. It's the natural intuition for you to fight. But David said, even if I know what I think I should do, I need to ask what God is saying. I need to inquire of the Lord. And he inquired of the Lord. Shall I pursue? Shall I pursue? Shall I pursue? And the Lord said to him, pursue, overtake, overtake, and recover all. Overtake and recover all. Everyone under the sound of my voice, whether you are here or you are online or you are watching from any of our churches around the world, as long as the Lord God of heaven liveth, you will recover all you have lost since you were born. You've lost in life, you will recover them all. Take your seat. Shall I overtake? You can't overtake without connectivity to divinity. Divinity's enablement is your key to overtake. In 1 Kings chapter 18, there was a man that overtook. His name was called Elijah. 1 Kings 18, if you read from verse 46, and the Bible says he overtook and he entered before Ahab into Jezreel. He overtook because the hand of God, say hand of God, loud and clear, say hand of God, one more, say hand of God, in the year 2025, be heavy on my life. Hand of God, 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 in 2025, be heavy on my life, be heavy on my life, be heavy on my life, in my finances, in my health, my ideas, my dreams, my career, my profession, my talent, be heavy on my life. Hand of God, hand of God, in January, be heavy on my life. In February, be heavy on my life. In March, be heavy on my life. In April, be heavy on my life. In May, be heavy on my life. In June, be heavy on my life. In July, be heavy on my life. In August, be heavy on my life. In September, be heavy on my life. In October, be heavy on my life. In November, be heavy on my life. In December, be heavy on my life. Somebody shout fire, fire, fire. Take your seat. In Psalm 119, verse 173. Psalm 119, verse 173. Psalm 119. Read it loud and clear. One, two, go. Let thy hand help me. May the hand of God help you. In Psalm 139 and verse 10. Psalm 139, verse 10. Psalm 139, verse 10. Psalm 139 and verse 10. Even there, may the hand of God lead you. In Acts chapter 4, verse 29, the disciples prayed and cried unto the Lord, and cried to the Lord in Acts chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, grant thy servant boldness, that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Verse 30, verse 30, verse 30. By stretching, may God stretch his hand towards you. Parakashataba inkaso parate. Ayayayayaya. Hey, hey, hey. God will stretch his hand towards you. To recover means to improve and become better. To improve and to become better. You will improve in 2025 and become better. By the power that holds the heavens and the earth, you will improve and become better. I see four people. I see four people here. You had a problem with your womb. As I speak, your womb has issues. Two of them, your womb was removed. Two of you, your womb was removed. And the other two, there are complications with your womb. Run out. Don't waste my time. Womb removed. Something happened and your womb was removed. Removed, removed. No womb as I speak. Removed, removed. Now, God is giving these women brand new wombs this year. Brand new wombs this year. Brand new wombs this year. Help me tell five people, recover all. Let them return, let them return, let them return. Say that again, recover all. This is not the best version of your life. There is something about you that is lost. When Saul left his father's house to look for his father's asses, when Saul was looking for the asses, as far as Saul was concerned, he was looking for a missing ass. But he didn't know he was looking for a missing throne. It was a throne that was missing. But he thought it was asses that were missing. You must understand, this is not the best version of your life. There is a better and improved you. Something is missing. And God is saying to tell you that in the year 2025, you will recover that which is missing. You will recover that which is missing. Maritally, you will recover it. Financially, recover it. Materially, recover it. I say 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 recover it. Take your seat. 2025, drop the wrong people. For you to recover all, drop the wrong people. You are not the general superintendent of friendship. Anyone that is a pain on your neck, let them go. Anyone that wants to be in your life must not give you stress. Drop it. Drop them. Drop them. You are better off without them. Drop them. This year, drop them. Live a stressless life. Drop them. Am I communicating here? The life Jesus lived was an alone life. One day, from 120, he dropped to 70. From 70, he dropped to 12. In fact, the day he dropped to that 12, the Bible says, and they left him and followed him no more. And he turned to the other 12, will you also go away? I am not about people now. Drop them. Life is easy. If you must travel far, travel light. If you must travel far, travel light. Everyone that travels by flight can tell you there is a certain gauge and kilo that you are permitted to carry for free. When it exceeds that, you are charged for extra baggage or extra luggage. You pay excess luggage. You pay for it. Many of us, we are paying for it because we are carrying excess luggage. So we are paying for it. We are carrying excess luggage. So we are paying for it. We are getting paid for it. Drop the wrong people. When they got to a place and they were fainting, they were tired, they were taking so much water, they be left them there. No time this year. No time. No time. No time. No time. No time. No time. Anyone gives you stress, drop them. No time, no time. No time, no time, no time. No time to explain nothing. No time. There are some people, they are not only not on the same page with you, they are not on the same book. No time. Drop them. And the Bible says, they met a man, verse 11 of 1 Samuel chapter 30, they met a man, and the man was an Egyptian. Now let me say something to you today. Listen to this, everybody, listen to this. And I want this to sink in your ears, because it's a directive of God, it's what he told me personally. If you see verse 11, the Bible says they found an Egyptian wandering in the field. They found who? One of the problems we have is that when we are praying for divine connection, we always expect pious, pure, churchy, spiritual. A connection is a connection. A connection is a connection. God can connect you to Egyptians. When they fulfill their assignment, that is all. They fulfill it and they move on. And God can. So stop. The reason why you have problem is that God has brought many Egyptians your way to show you the way, but you are looking for Egyptians with Bible. Egyptians don't carry Bible. Acts chapter 28 verse 3, and the barbarian people showed us kindness. Barbarians can show kindness. Acts chapter 28 from verse 2, he said, barbarian people show us no little. I make declaration, you will meet Egyptians that will show you the way. God will connect you to people that will show you the way. God will connect you to people that will show you the way. God will connect you to people that will show you the way. I am making declaration. God will connect you to people that will show you the way. Be seated. When David met the man, the Bible says, they saw that the man had not eaten for 3 days, and they gave him bread. Be kind this year. Be kind. One of the destabilizing daggers that rubbishes witchcraft is kindness. If you want to see witchcraft rubbished in your life, engage the mystery of kindness. Because witchcraft can't stand goodwill. Kindness. The man had something that the man lacked something that they had, and they gave him. They lacked something that the man had, he gave them. Be kind. Be kind. Never look down on anybody. Never look down on anybody. Never look down on anybody. Never look down.